Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, my name is Julie Parker. I've scheduled an appointment with Dr. Kepner to have my teeth cleaned tomorrow morning, but I'd like to change it to a later time.
Sure, let me look at his calendar. He has an opening at 12:30. How does that sound?
Sorry, I'm going to be busy until 3 p.m. tomorrow. How about Friday morning? Any time before 11?
Okay, Ms. Parker. I'll put you down for 9:30 on Friday morning, if that's okay with you. I'll send you a fax with the updated appointment information.
Number 1. What is the woman scheduling? Number 2. When will the woman visit the place on Friday? Number 3. How will the man contact the woman? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Here's your key, Mr. Jackson. You are in room 345. The elevator is directly across the lobby. You can read newspapers for free in the lobby.
Thank you. Can you tell me where I can get something to eat? I took a taxi from the airport to here, but I couldn't find any restaurants on the way.
You can see a traffic light in front of this building. If you turn right, you'll see several restaurants as well as some fast food places.
Oh, also, I'm expecting an important fax sometime in the next hour. Could you have someone bring it up? If I'm not in the room, please just slide it under my door.
Number 4. Where most likely are the speakers? Number 5. What does the man want to do? Number 6. What is the man expecting to happen within an hour? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm looking for the latest novel by Wendy Sanchez. Do you have it in stock yet?
It's coming in tomorrow, but I really recommend that you reserve a copy. We've ordered 100 copies, and we only have a few left.
I knew she was popular, but I didn't know she had that many fans.
Oh, yes. People have been waiting a long time for this book to come out. We expect there to be a queue outside the door when we get here tomorrow.
Number 7. Who is Wendy Sanchez? Number 8. What does the woman suggest? Number 9. What does the woman say will happen tomorrow?